with
Hi, everybody. This is Saturday night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there this evening in about 5 minutes. And when you go to the Lightship, just request maybe one or two different types of healing that you'd like to experience. And this will not work on the archives. All the other shows will, but this will not. So if you are listening to an archive, then just know the energy of peace will come into you, and you actually feel that also. So let's do an emotional body clearing. Think of a situation that you dealt with maybe the last few days or so, and we'll just release it from you. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a mental body. Here we go. This is anything that you had problems with mentally. What it does is help integrate left and right brain also. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. Going to bring you into your heart center. Then we'll go to the light chip. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This should be doing yourself all the time. And this will bring you into your spirit energy and your heart. So here we go. Dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll see if Sylvia is out there before we go to the light ship. So are you out there, Sylvia?
Hello, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone to Saturday night, and we're thankful that you're here with us tonight and that we can have this opportunity to experience the incredible divine energy of the creation lightship and the wonderful healing energy of the light beings and all of the doctors and the different wonderful healing life forms that exist on the lightship. So if this is your first time experiencing it, it's really just a beautiful thing to experience. There's a few good tips that I can share with you to help your experience of healing on the lightship. And one is that you can bring up the picture of the light being on your monitor screen. And to do that, just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. And scroll down, and you're going to see a picture of a light being that is actually a drawing that was made by someone who was on the lightship for healing, who's an artist. And one of the light beings there allowed them to make that portrait. And the light beings will actually come through the energy, bring their energy through that portrait for you to experience and connect with through your heart center and request your healings from. So you can do that. That's very helpful. And just basically, other than that, just relax and show up is all you have to do and request whatever healing that you'd like to have. And Ron, would you suggest that each person focuses on one thing when they go to the lightship?
Yeah. Normally one thing, no more than two, though. So just focus on that. Request healing maybe every half a minute to a minute. And you may even want to get up and walk around. Some people have physical conditions, maybe pain or something, and when the healings take place, you might actually feel and sense the pain being released from you. So let's go to the light ship.
Okay, well, before we just go up, can we take a minute to kind of help everyone get maybe more in their bodies so they can experience more healing, maybe do a little entity release for everyone?
That sounds good. So here we go. So getting rid of entities. So I'll count to 10 as they get released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So let's go to the light ship. So your animals and pets are invited to come along with maybe a garden, your flowers, plants. So here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You're going to notice a change in your energy system around you and through you. And then when you come back, you can also feel the same change. So here we go. We're going up. You're going to be out of time on the light ship in physical form. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're there now on the light ship. And you're also where you are now. But you're being taken when you're out of the time-based reality here. So right now we're going into the first room. And this room here is the Golden Waterfall Room. So here comes this energy, so you can experience. So I'll use the word stronger to invoke it in here, so you can actually feel it better with your body. So here we go. So one, coming in, two, three, perfect, it's here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Let's go to another location, and we'll go into the pain release room. Here we go. So again, just request healing. Here comes this energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to a third room here. Let's go to the room where the dolphins are. So the water there is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And these are like samples that we do when we go to the light ship on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for people. So here we go. This is the dolphin energy coming in. If you wish, you can put your hand out in front of you, even both hands, and actually feel the dolphins on the palm of your hands and your fingertips. You may want to move them back and forth, up and down, and you may feel the texture if you're sensitive enough to that. So here we go. Here's the dolphin energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go to another location. And people love to go into the bee room. So this is the bees coming. This is the bumblebee room. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's get some honey from the bees. So we're going to have that being placed on the bottom of your tongue here. A small amount, I'll count to five, and it will connect with you on the light ship you're having in your mouth at the same exact time. So we find your saliva changing. That's because you're now having some honey. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, so let's go to the centrifuge room. This is a very special room. This is where the light ship can help you release some negative thought patterns that you might have. Also maybe some addictions, negative habits, physical pain, physical stuff. So here we go, going into the centrifuge room, and we're bringing the energy of lack. The lack energy resonates to everything that's not of the light. Remember, everything that's in judgment is not of the light, because the light doesn't judge anything. So our conditions are a form of judgment, a bad judgment, we'll say, or just judging the divine, being separated from spiritual truth, which is non-judgment. So here we go. Coming in to the centrifuge room, here's the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go on to one other location. And if you feel a little heavy in the center of your room, that's normal because it's pulling out stuff out of you. And you may feel that lack energy coming into you as it releases its energy. So let's go into the white light room. This is where the light ship's white light would be for healing. And here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if somebody wants to type in on the fast chat room request, we can probably do maybe a couple of rooms here. So, and let's go into another room. And let's go into the room where they have the elephants. So here they are. We have three of them working with each and every one of us here. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go into the room outside of the light ship. This is the quarantine room. This is what we're going to be doing tomorrow with our 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock PST. And this room is a special room to bring back your spirit energy to you, to find the parts of you that got stolen by the darkness, and to get rid of the alien critters that are in us. These are what we call the alien life forms. So here we go. These are the parasitic life forms. We'll take out an octopus energy. Here we go. So that's being released right now. So you might feel this energy around your throat and also around your lungs. Here we go. Oh, boy. And this one's coming out. Okay, here we go. And now we'll work with your solar plex area. Okay, remember, this is what we do tomorrow. We get rid of these invisible energetic life forms that inhabit our body, take away our life force energy, and cause us physical harm to our body. Going back to our lungs now, get some tentacles off of your lungs. So you might find you're breathing a little better right now as these life forms get released from you here. I have had people maybe lose one or two pant sizes during these calls here. If you wonder why you're a little bloated, it's probably because you have the life forms in you, number one. Once they get released, you shrink a little bit. And also, we get rid of the waste products. And there we go. That one's released. Let's get rid of the waste products here of the octopus energies. Some people might be able to taste it or smell it as it leaves them. Hopefully it's not too bad, but here we go. I'll count to 10 as it's starting to get released from you. Remember, all these critters do this. So here we go. So count to 10 as it gets released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's work with our gums and our teeth. That's one of the requests here tonight. So here we go. You might feel energy inside of your mouth. Might get maybe real thick saliva right now as they start working with you. And this we also do on the call tomorrow. They do a lot of work with our gums and our teeth. So here we go. And they're giving us some special silver water to drink on the light ship now to help us out with this process. Okay, and let's go back into the centrifuge room again. Here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. And let's go into another room. Let's go to the room where our spirit was created. So that's a request here on the fast chat. So let's go there. So this is a special room in a different part of the light ship. It's not where the healing rooms are, so we're going there right now, and we all have our own particular room. And here we go. We're in front of this room. This is what I call Love Comes Walking In. Going into this room now. And you're going to see across the room is a very beautiful spirit, that is you, full of light. And I'll count to 10 as it walks into you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just give you some silence here for probably about a minute just to enjoy your own spirit energy. And we'll go into a room, and if you want to get warmed up a little bit or cooled off, we'll go there. And here we go. So it's your request. So I'll count to 10 and just decide if you wish to have your temperature change a little bit here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back into the centrifuge room to help to release negative patterns. Here we go. So here's the lack energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And let's go into maybe a couple of rooms here before we come back. So let's see, I'm reading the fast chat here. We can go into, I have one here for maybe veins, arteries, legs, problems here. So let's go into a room for this here. So here we go. And also on the website we have the special healing. I can't recall at the second because I'm in the moment, so I'm sorry, but it's, body rejuvenation. And we have all the different body systems there, which could help you out also. So here we go in this room here. And I'll give you a quick sample here for the next 10 minutes of the circulatory clearing that we have on the website. I just love this clearing. So here comes this energy. And here it comes. So I'll count to 10 as it comes to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. This is the circulatory clearing. There, you should feel very relaxed right now. Normally it... when it starts, you feel it almost instantly. And let's go into another room here. We can go into where the light ship, the light being choir is. That's very nice. So here we go. This will be our last room tonight. So we can enjoy their singing. Here we go. Bringing their energy in. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's come back from the light shift. So we're going in and we're talking with the light beam doctors. All the healings are between you and these doctors. So just depends how much you're in your body, how much you've worked on yourself to get rid of your emotional traumas and densities. This is why Jesus said your faith healed you. So what's your faith? The faith is your ancestors' belief on everything, along with your genetic disposition of maybe non-belief. So we have a lot of things going on here because you are your ancestors. So here we go. We're coming back down now. Your animals and pets are now joining you, and plants and flowers, trees, whatever you brought up. Coming back down. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back now. So we can have call-ins tonight if you want to call in. Maybe if you want to talk about the healings tonight on the light ship, how you experienced them, that'd be great. We had a wonderful call last night after the BBS program. I think we're on the call for about an hour and a half. It was just a wonderful call. A lot of people asked a lot of nice questions. So back to you, Sylvia. We're all back here now. So we'll see if anybody wants to call in.
Okay, great. So I will give the call-in number. So if you'd like to call in, please call 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And, boy, that was a really wonderful experience on the light ship. I really liked that circulatory clearing that you were doing a sample of there. So could you talk a little bit more about what that is, and also is that like the amber blood clearing that you do on the special conference calls?
Yeah. So the circulatory clearing, just to talk about it just a little bit, you all probably have driven like on a freeway. Unless you're in New York and live there all your life and you go to the subways, but it's kind of similar. So basically what happens is the dark side, in a sense, abducts us from time to time, and they check us out. So the way it works is they somehow put something into our veins and arteries and capillaries because the blood flows through that, and the blood goes through everything in your body naturally. So they put in these implants, and so your blood gets that communication, and it goes like from, you know, one off-ramp, and then you get on the next on-ramp, you know. And when you're in that process of going off and on again, that's probably, in a sense, where you're abducted. I'm not saying that this happens to everybody or this is the exact scenario, but this is just a way to describe this here, okay? And then maybe they check you out, you know, at another time, kind of like driving your car in the freeway, and all of a sudden, you know, you go to this off-ramp again, and they check you out, find out maybe some implant isn't working right, you know, and put another one in you. So when you get this circulatory clearing, all of a sudden these implants are taken off of you. The implants are what communicates, you know, the energy of your blood to all the cells in your body. So when those are hampered, that information, you know, that's coming across is hampered, then you don't feel very good. This is why instantly your body gets rejuvenated. And so the clearing is wonderful. If you're wondering what the cost is, it's $100, or you can go on the unlimited for $50 after that and have unlimited usage. I have a lot of people who call me up and say they go on it daily, maybe even morning and night, because it's just so soothing. And you might feel now how your body's doing after having that. For most people, the body just relaxes instantly. So what I'll do is bring in a little more of that energy just so you can actually feel it, because it probably has left you. So here it comes. So I'll hold this energy for you for the next 15 minutes here. So about a quarter till it'll go away. So here we go. And also on the website, I think there's three clearings for that. So it's kind of involved, but it's very, very nice. So here we go. This is just a sample. It's not the complete clearing. It's on the website, but it'll give you an idea of what it's like. So here we go again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, I imagine everybody out there is probably kind of melting now in their seats because they're getting so much healing done. And this is the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, melting is a good way to describe it. It's just so relaxing, and it feels sort of like being relaxed from the inside out. You know, instead of having a massage on your muscles or shoulders or something, it's sort of like coming from the inside out. It feels amazing. So, Ron, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you were saying earlier when we were on the light ship about how judgment energy separates us from the divine, and how that happens and what we can do to get out of judgment.
Well, the last part, the easiest way is just to go to your heart and be in the moment. And then when you're in the moment, in your heart center, you can't judge. It's impossible. You cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought, because both of those are judgment energies. And so that's what happens. So the reason why we're saying the fix that we are here with our body genetics is because, number one, the dark side imprinted the genetics into us, you know, after each lifetime. So right away, from the get-go, you know, we had problems here with our bodies. And so they just take the energy away from us through our traumas, and because we're programmed every lifetime here with traumas in the body, and it gets worse and worse and worse each time, you know, you have a child or that child has a child. This is the way they live off our energy. So the only way to beat the system there of the darkness is to get out of your head, you know, get away from belief systems, because the belief systems are going to be your self-fulfilling prophecy, and they definitely work very well, whatever that's going to be, but it's going to put you into judgment, and the divine doesn't judge. Source energy never judges its creation, so it doesn't judge you, because it can't. But the darkness judges you, so this is what's stored inside of you, is all judgment. And this is what happens, is that we have a problem here, and the problem that we're having is judgment, and this is why we have a hard time healing, because the judgments are going back into past generations. And so some people have been here for about 100,000 years, so just think how many lifetimes you would be experiencing in 100,000 years. It'd be quite a few. And more than you even like to think of. Just think of how many thoughts you have in this lifetime. And just think of all the thoughts of your parents being impregnated into you and remanifesting themselves in your body in this lifetime. So just go back continuously. This is why we have the multiple generational clearings going back to 49 generations to help you get out of a lot of this judgment. But that's the reason why you don't heal. One of the reasons. You can go to the BBS archives and go on 820-809. That's a good show to listen to for why you don't heal. But basically, if you're not in your body, a very high percentage, then, you know, by all means, you know, you're not going to be able to get a healing. You know, that's just the way it is, because your spirit's the conduit. So if you're 20% in, then, you know, by all means, just know you're going to begin in about a 20% healing. And if you've worked on yourself a lot, then maybe that might be the 20%. If you haven't, maybe you only get a 1% healing. So you wonder why you don't heal. And that's because of your negativity, your judgment stored inside of you, And that's just the way it is. Remember, Jesus came here to heal people's sins. That's what he did when they were living. And he was here. After he left, it stopped. So this is what he was doing, was taking away the genetic predisposition, the thoughts of the ancestors of the people living back then 2,000 years ago. And that's the reason. So I think we have a caller online here. So do we have a caller out there? Hello?
Hi, Sonny. I was trying to talk with the mute on.
Yeah, okay. How are you doing?
Oh, so great. The light ship trip plus the circulatory clearing going on. Oh, I feel so relaxed now. I wanted to talk about my healing today during the light ship segment. I had something kind of rough happen to me today. I was talking to someone that I know that I've been avoiding because I found out that they're a dark side mind practitioner. They basically gave me a call just to give me a whammy. And I, like a fool, stayed on the phone to just let it happen because I wanted to keep hanging up the phone, but I didn't do it. So, you know, I felt really, I haven't felt very good for the rest of the day. Getting on the website helped a tremendous amount, as well as going on the dark side practitioner clearing. That helped a lot, too. So after that, I was pretty stabilized. But once I got on the light ship, man, it was like, wow. It was like I felt it all throughout my body, like stuff getting scrubbed clean. And this is just pertaining to the one thing that happened to me today. You know, I like felt little bits and pieces that I didn't even know were there as a result. So that was awesome. And then all the other rooms on top of that, it was like a multi-layered experience for me. So that was great.
Hey, so would you like to request a healing, Chris, since you're online now and you're live on the phone?
Can we do a sample of the poverty clearing for this lifetime?
Okay, here we go. So, talking to the energy right now. Okay, here we go. So, we'll go back 7 days. So, 7 days ago, I'll just count to 10. Just kind of see how your body is responding, okay? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 6 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5 days ago. Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 4 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 3 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 2 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I'll bring in some more of that circulatory energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I want to say thank you to Chris for calling. That was great to hear about your experience, and thank you so much. And let's see what we have on the fast chat. We have some really nice comments, Ron, about people being very relaxed from the circulatory clearing. And Marcy says, I feel more into my body, feels much better. Thank you.
If I was on this call, I'd be going to bed.
Yeah. It feels just great. And let's see, we have PR on the fast chat says, Mercury retrograde influence release sample, please. So.
Okay, yeah, that's the planets. If you have the planetary clearing, they probably will not affect you as much. But here we go. none of this stuff really affects me. The moon used to a long time ago. I used to look at the moon and I used to kind of like cringe at it because I knew it was giving me bad vibes. And since I've had the clearing of that, you know, none of the planets basically affect me. So here we go. Let's get rid of Mercury here. So here we go. So ready? Just kind of take a note to see how this is affecting you. And we're going to be having a special clearing on the website, too, for these, which will be coming up at some point here. So I got about four or five clearings in the mix right now. So here we go. Mercury. Let's get rid of it. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what I'm picking up is that what I do, which may not be online yet, it will be shortly. Shortly being maybe within a couple of weeks, I think. I do what's called the magnetic bodies and twisted bodies. So the magnetic bodies are what turn inside of you. The dark side turns these energetic bodies so that you can have full contact with your source spirit energy. And so I'll do a clearing here. And the planets also, you know, do this to you. So we'll pick on the ones for Mercury right now. So here we go. I'll turn this body back 100 degrees. It could be much more than that, but you're going to feel it move inside of your body if you're even slightly sensitive here. So here we go. 100 degrees, moving it back 90. So it may not be in the right orientation, but at least it's going to be turned around. You need more energy. 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, and 10. I've had these bodies go up to probably, 700, 800 degrees out. So that's quite a bit. Now we're going to do the twisted body. This is the same body, but they actually twist it like a corkscrew. Not only is the body taken out of spiritual integrity, it's also twisted. So here we go, same process. So 100 degrees, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and there we go. So just see how you feel here. And you may actually sense the energy of Mercury leaving this body. So we have a caller on, Rita from Texas. So Rita, are you there?
The Creation Light Ship.
Hello, Rita.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, first I want to say that I am convinced that my daughter is still alive due to the circulatory clearing because we run it all the time.
Oh, wonderful.
And second, we still need the blockages to her miracles for her right foot and leg to be removed.
Well, we'll see what we can do on that here. So does she still have gangrene with her leg and her foot?
Yes, she does.
Boy.
Yes, she does, but it hasn't spread, and although her foot looks pretty bad, but we know it can be changed, and she hasn't gone to any hospitals.
Yeah, this has been going
she
on.
She runs the circulatory clearing all the time.
So she's had gangrene for, what, a couple of months now?
Yes. Yes, and we're trying to get pain medicine for and different things. But, you know, the doctors, if they see that foot, they want to cut it. But she's been, you know, stable. She hasn't had any fever. It hasn't gone up her leg or anything.
Well, let's put some energy there if we can here on this show. So if anybody has a special request here, we'll go back to the light ship right now.
Okay, thank you.
For calling. So we'll go back to the light chip, and remember, you have to request your healing again. And here we go. So I'll just bring in the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so hopefully you people are feeling better with what you requested for. So come back from the light ship right now, coming back down, and now we're here. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Alrighty. Wow, let's see. I wanted to ask also, you mentioned about the special intensive clearing that's happening tomorrow. We had a little sample of that earlier on the light ship where you were removing the octopus energy. And you said that these are the things that actually steal people's physical, well, their takes their life force energy and robs them of their physical health. So I'd like to ask you to just talk about that a little bit more, especially for people that may not have even ever heard about the fact that there are these energetic parasites that feed off people, and how the light ship removes those, and what's happening tomorrow, and if you still have any room on the special healing intensive for anybody that might like to join it.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to come on, you can just go to the website and use PayPal or contact me if you wish on an email or something. I'll be doing that, checking things the last hour, or the hour before anyway, before the conference call. It's 10 o'clock tomorrow a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So what we have inside of us, unfortunately, attacking us, our internal organs, our body, are these alien parasitic life forms. And they're invisible, and they take away our life force energy. And there's quite a few of them. If you want to, you know, get a couple of samples of what we're doing tomorrow, you can go on two of the BBS archives. The first one is 11/30/07. So I released those back then. That's quite a while ago. And then we have 10/10/08. And those two shows will get your feet wet pretty nicely on what we're doing here. And you can actually feel them get released from you. They still work on the archives. Also on the website, what we have is for $30 a month, we have the Parasitic Life Forms Alien Attack Removal, and that would help you out also. But what we're doing tomorrow is a special call, and you're on the light ship for the whole month. Typically, we have two more of these calls left next week and the week after. We just had one last weekend. But they're a Sunday call. It sounds like a lot of time, but the time goes by very quickly. It feels like about a half an hour in real time here. And we take out, the light ship takes out these energies. And what happens is these energies, unfortunately, steal part of your spirit energy, part of your body, parts of your body. They can put a clone part of your body in you, and you won't even know it. So they go out and find these parts of you that the light, you know, is missing from you. So remember, the darkness steals the light. And they go out and do, we'll say, spiritual warfare to bring the parts of you back to yourself. Because remember, the parts of you that's missing is part of the light. So you have to realize that there's no hierarchy in light. Everything is light. So a part of you that's missing is part of the light. So they try to find it. I use the word try because they don't always do that. They can't always find it. This depends how far you've been taken in the dark side universes. But they go out to look for the parts of you. When they find it, they put you back together again. Then they infuse your spirit energy. They find your spirit and your body parts. So you have two things happening. You have your spirit and your physical body, you know, cellular structure. Then they take out these energies that are inside of you, living off of you, and you feel much better afterwards. So I'll take out one of them here. This one here is shown physically in the movie Avatar. Just get that movie. You can see the jellyfish energies. And that's kind of how they look. They go on top of your head. There's also a crop circle that was drawn by the aliens, too, or whoever did crop circles. I think with the jellyfish tentacles coming down. And it could be an octopus also, but they're both bad. But here we go. We'll get a jellyfish energy off of you. So these rest on the top of your head. So I'll count to 10 as it gets released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do an octopus energy now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get some of the maggots that crawl around the top of our head. This is probably why people have itchy scalps. Here we go. So if your scalp is itching, it's the maggots. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I better do this more, 9 and 10, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the maggot energies. We'll do the energies that are like the black snakes. Let's give you a sample of these here now. These a lot of these energies internally wrap around your organ. So the snakes do this along with the worms. So here we go, black snakes. So take some of those out. Here we go. Got one of them now. This is, kind of wrapped around the upper part of your lungs here. Okay, and you might feel it possibly in your throat coming out. I'll count to 5 as it gets released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that one's out. But we're going to have hundreds of these inside of us. So, but each time you take one out, you feel better. That's the name of the game is that you're feeling better for each time you get this healing done. So here we go. Another one's coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to take out the squid energies. Okay, here we go. Now this is in the intestinal area here. Looks like your small intestines. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to take out the mosquitoes that would be on your skin. Here we go. They might give you even skin rash. Remember, all these things urinate inside of your body. And that can cause edema and swelling. So here we go. Mosquitoes coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what's another one, Sylvia? Any ideas?
I was just really feeling that one with the squid energies from the small intestine. So that was really something to experience. Let's see. How about the ones that are like the ants that crawl on the skin?
Okay, we'll get rid of the ants. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll get rid of some of the white snakes in us. Here we go. And these are inside of your lungs right now. Very small, but they're there. These look like worms, but they're actually a snake. So we have worms, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in some oxygen from the light chip here. I'll bring in number 27 here. So take a deep breath a couple of times. Inhale, exhale. Here comes number 27. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
And, I have a wonderful comment, Ron, on the fast chat. From Angel, who says that I want to say that my sister's dog got healed on the ship. So that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's another thing about the healing on the weekends. I don't know if we mentioned that about the pets. Just love it also.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's get ones that are dealing with our eyes here. These are like little, kind of like little worms, very, very small. taking one of our eyes, do our left eye first. Here we go. Oh, man. Wow, coming out. There, right eye. Okay, there we go. Coming out. Good. Okay. I'll take out one more here. I'm just kind of scanning to see what we can do here.
How about the throat, Ron?
Yeah.
How about the throat? Like the ones that are kind of sticky on the throat.
Okay. Here we go. These are like little leeches. Ready? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's get out the Black Widow energies. So this is what people do when they do spells and witchcraft on you. They normally use the Black Widow energy. They may not know that, but this is what the aliens gave, you know, these pools of consciousness that people who do these dark side deeds. The Black Widow energy is one of them that is used a lot for spells and witchcraft, but they don't really know that. They just, you know, pray to these clouds, we'll say, to do their magic. But the Black Widow energy is what does a lot of the stuff to people internally here. So here we go. We're going to first take out the poison from the Black Widow. So just see if your body changes here. It might even heat up. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to release some of the poison. And we can get out only as much as we can right now. That's why I use the word some. Here we go. So we'll get out as much as we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get rid of the Black Widow. Say we have a caller on 2. Looks like Larry is online here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, are you out there still? We shall see. Maybe
not.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so if we talk to a person about the light, suddenly we get a big surprise that we're not talking to that person. We're talking to their alien about the light. And suddenly
yeah,
we're
right.
In the middle of a battle, and he feels threatened because we're fighting him over that person's soul, and he's feasting off his energy. So now we're in the middle of a battle where we thought before we just talked to somebody nice about the light. Now we're in the middle of a battle, and we feel that aliens' hatred and revenge against us, and it has nothing to do with the person like we originally thought, so we got deceived. Now we're in the middle of this conflict, and now we have to hold our light and allay this battle away from us and stay neutral. And if we can't, then we have to go on the light ship the next time and get that battle, that attack allayed so that we can stay in neutral. So it's going to be more complicated than we thought. It's an illusion to say you're going to have a nice talk with somebody. You're going to be in the middle of a battle ground, and you're going to fight over that person's soul, and you're going to be counterattacked. So I think that's more of a realistic way of looking at it. Isn't that right, Ron?
Yeah, you got to hit the nail on the head, and that's those shadow bodies. The shadow body all of a sudden comes forward, and you think you're talking to the same person maybe a minute earlier, and now it's a cloned shadow body that you're talking to, and it doesn't want to go into the light because it's already using up the person's life force energy in their body. Remember, these things kill you. So I'll be doing clearings for the shadow bodies, but yeah, that's what happens. So the more you know, the more you wish you didn't know. I guess the more you know, the more you wish you wouldn't have taken that bus ticket. So maybe you can get a refund.
Yeah, the one-way bus ticket.
Hey, bus ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
ACDC, you know, Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess our time is up for tonight, so thank you for calling in, Larry. That was so fast tonight.
So, so anyway, if you want to get on the call tomorrow, you can. You can use PayPal on the website. You can call me, give me an email. I'll be checking things out an hour before the call. So it'll be 9 o'clock my time. So anyway.
So the call starts at 10 Pacific?
10 Pacific, yeah. It gets over at 6 Pacific. So You know, the people who've been on it in the past just love it. They keep coming back, and you know, the whole thing is this working for you? You know, and yeah, if it didn't work, I wouldn't be doing it. So believe me, the people just love these 8-hour conference calls, and you have to realize that 8 hours is a long time. So to be dedicated to your life and your health, and really, it's your life of your spirit and you. You know. This is what it takes, but you do feel much better afterwards. And I can, you know, say that I haven't had anybody call me up and say it didn't work. So, and most people just love it, and they feel better. And then we get comments during the calls, too. So, anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. If you're back in New York, I know it's about 1 o'clock, so happy sleeping. Bringing the light being here will bring in some peace energy and more of the circulatory energy so you can go to sleep nicely.
Oh, wonderful.
So stronger, 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 stronger. And thank you, callers, for calling. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and see you tomorrow. If not, our BBS show is on Monday at, let's see, 4 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone. Blessings.